This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com. This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Darlene. I'm calling from Whitehall, PA, and I've been listening to your podcast for about 2 weeks now. It is unbelievable. I love it. My day at work goes so much faster, and I don't sing well, so they're happy I'm listening to my spooky stories now when I work. Apparently, I sing out loud and not very good. So anyway, I would like to tell you a story. It's not scary. It's a little emotional. It's about a visit I had from my mom. My parents, I lost my dad in 1969, and I lost my mom in 1978, so it's been quite a while. I truly believe my parents do look after myself and my son. We had a dog that was about 11 and a half years old. He was a bigger dog, about 100 pounds, and he had always slept on the bed with me. And as he got older, I used to put his blankie on the floor for him and lay it next to my bed, and I would pet him. Now, this was back in 2005. Like I said, he was eating, he was playing, but he couldn't jump up on the bed any longer. And then one night, I dreamt that I was sleeping and that I rolled over. And when I rolled over, my mom was standing there. And she was petting our dog, who at that time was sitting up for her. And she's petting him with so much love and smiling. And all I could do was say, "Oh, Mom, she looks so beautiful." It was amazing. And I kind of just laid there in awe looking at her. And she's petting my dog with so much love. And finally she says to me, "Does he always sleep by you?" And I just shook my head. I was just looking at her. She was so beautiful. And it felt so good to see her. And when I shook my head yes, she gave my dog a hug, a big pat, and she smiled and she turned around and she was gone. Well, my dog hadn't been sick. I did wake up the next day, and when I woke up, I told my husband, I said I had a visit from my mom. And I said, "I hope everything is okay. I hope it didn't mean anything." Well, about a week and a half went by, and my dog had stopped eating, drinking, and just losing weight and laying around. And 2 weeks after that dream or visit, I had to put my dog down, and it was very unexpected because he hadn't been sick, and it's very difficult to do that. I don't know if either one of you's had pets, but that's a horrible, horrible thing to do. But with my mom's visit, I found I could honestly look at him and say, Grammy's going to meet there. Even though she didn't know my dog, I knew she was going to meet him there and he was not going to be alone. So that kind of comforted me that my mom gave a visit like that. I think she was preparing me a little bit for it, and it did help. So about a month or so went by, and I did not want another dog yet. I felt guilty. And then one night, my husband comes home, and he says, I have to tell you something. He says, we're getting a dog. I said, yeah, I know. I can't just yet. I can't do that. And he goes, no, we're getting a dog tonight. I ordered one. Well, here he got a hold of a breeder. And we went out. And, of course, I fell in love with this little puppy. And I asked the breeder when the dog's birthday was. And the breeder said September 23rd, of course, 2005. We get in the car, and I looked at Warren, and I said, you know what September 23rd is? And, of course, he didn't. And I said, that's the day my mom had passed over. And, no, Tony, I'm not saying my dog was my mom. Come back, reincarnate it. I just took that as another sign that my mom was still watching over us. I mean, to me, that's more than a coincidence. So I just wanted to share my story, my visit. I know it's not scary, but if anyone's ever afraid of passing over or going toward the light, I truly believe there is someone there to meet you. And I know there is an afterlife, and it can be good. So I just wanted to let you know that. And I thank you guys so much for everything you do. I'm gonna ask my husband for a early Christmas present and become an EPP for you guys. I love it. And thank you so much. I love what you do. I love hearing everybody's accents, their stories. You guys, like, freak me out, and then you make me laugh. You make me sad, and then laugh again. So thank you very much for everything, and I'll be in touch. Have a good day. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
If you're a smoker or vapor, ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.